This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The top Republican in Colorado's House of Representatives resigned his leadership role Wednesday. It was revealed that Larimer County Representative Mike Lynch was arrested on drunk driving-related charges in 2022. Lynch called the conviction a lesson.
Be careful. Don't make the mistake that I made, which was to get behind the wheel after I had had too much to drink. We have a lot of socializing that goes on here.
House Republicans meet this morning to pick a new minority leader. A new bill the legislature would give renters more power to stay put when their lease expires. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Under a new proposal, landlords would not be allowed to evict tenants just because the lease is over. As long as the units on the rental market and the tenants in good standing, they'd have the right to stay. Democratic Representative Javier Mabry.
Renters deserve a sense of stability. Those who cannot afford to own homes have a sense of home in their rental units.
Landlords could still raise the rent and change the rules after a lease expires. It's a scaled-back version of a bill that failed last year, but it's still drawing criticism from landlords who say it'll tie their hands with problem tenants. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A new national study shows that local parks and recreation systems in Colorado generate more than $7 billion in economic activity each year. That's the sixth highest in the nation. Economist Tatiana Bailey looked at the impact of Garden of the Gods.
Think about the additional people who come to the region because it's such a stunning park. Right there, you're going to have individuals who are coming and they're renting cars, and they are staying sometimes overnight.
She says the park contributed $270 million to the local economy in 2022. And this is CPR News. It's 7:06.